Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of reality check, sprinkled with humor and a whole lot of heart. Today we're diving into something that might surprise you, finding peace and quiet in nature, a space free from the constant buzz of notifications and the never-ending demands of our digital lives. Ever feel like your mind is a pinball machine, bouncing between thoughts, worries, and to-do lists? You know that feeling when the world just feels too much, too fast. Well, I'm here to tell you there's an antidote, a secret weapon for reclaiming your calm, and it's closer than you think. It's called nature, and trust me, it's more than just a pretty backdrop for Instagram. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will transform your next outdoor adventure from a hurried trip to a truly restorative experience. First things first, leave the tech behind. Yeah, I know, it feels like an arm getting ripped off these days, but hear me out. Disconnecting allows you to fully immerse yourself in your surroundings. It's like hitting the mute button on the constant noise, and finally tuning into the whispers of the wind, the rustling leaves, the melody of birdsong. Number 2, find your rhythm. When we're in nature, we naturally fall into a slower pace. Instead of racing through errands or deadlines, allow yourself to walk at a leisurely stride, sit by a babbling brook, or simply gaze at the clouds drifting across the sky. It's about embracing the present moment and letting go of that internal pressure to constantly be doing. Speaking of being in the moment, number 3, engage your senses. What does the air smell like? Is it crisp and clean, earthy and damp, or maybe a hint of wildflowers? What colors do you see? Listen closely to the sounds around you, the crunch of leaves underfoot, the gentle hum of insects, the distant call of a bird. Now, let's get practical. Number 4, choose your spot wisely. A crowded park might be buzzing with activity, but sometimes what you need is quiet solitude. Seek out a secluded trail, a hidden meadow, or even just a cozy patch of shade under a towering tree. Remember, it's about creating a space that feels safe and inviting for your mind and soul to unwind. And finally, number 5, don't overthink it. Sometimes the simplest act can be the most powerful. Take a deep breath, feel the sun on your skin, and let go of all expectations. Just be present in this moment, in this beautiful space, and allow yourself to simply be. Think about that last time you were out in nature. Were you truly present, or were you distracted by your phone, your worries, or even just the urge to capture the perfect Instagram shot? I'll bet you anything that if you really tuned into your senses, you felt a wave of calm wash over you, a sense of peace and connection that's hard to find anywhere else. Let me tell you about Sarah, a good friend of mine who was feeling completely burnt out. She'd been working non-stop, juggling deadlines and responsibilities, and her mind felt like it was running on overdrive. She decided to take a solo hike in the woods behind her house. No phone, no music, just the rustling leaves and the chirping birds. As she walked, she started noticing the dappled sunlight filtering through the trees, the intricate patterns of the bark on the ancient oaks, and the delicate scent of pine needles in the air. By the time she reached the top of the trail, her mind was quiet, her body relaxed, and a sense of calm had washed over her like a cool wave. It reminded her that sometimes all it takes is stepping away from the noise to reconnect with ourselves and find true peace. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways for creating a safe space in nature. Remember, it's not about achieving some grand feat of wilderness survival. It's about finding moments of stillness, connection, and joy in the simple beauty of the world around us. The next time you feel overwhelmed or stressed, take a few minutes to step outside, breathe deeply, and let the sights, sounds, and smells of nature wash over you. You might just be surprised by how much peace and clarity you find. And hey, don't forget to share your own experiences with me on social media, use Dopamine Declutter, and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep exploring, keep disconnecting, and keep finding your calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.